Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Hallelujah! Give him the praise. He is Lord, hallelujah. He is Lord, hallelujah. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to open blind eyes, to raise the dead, hallelujah, to heal the brokenhearted, hallelujah, and those that need deliverance, hallelujah, glory.
My, there are some who actually give praise and honor and glory to the Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in for Yahweh's News Behind the News, my friends. And may ye be awesomely blessed by what y'all hear tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by myself, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This program is listener-supported by the generous love gifts of its listening audience. If God speaks to your heart to send support, please respond, as this program cannot be on the air without listener support. That's the only way that I can keep it on the air. Thank you, and may Almighty Yahweh bless you. Amen. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study, King James Version, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Watchman comment, that word wicked means basically, let the criminal flee. The one who is guilty of hostility towards God, who is guilty of sin against God or men. Awesome. Do you see it? You do, don't you? That verse says, all that have sinned against God and you will be punished by Yahweh as criminals. And that is true truth deliverance that cannot happen in the natural, only in the spiritual. The guilty run, even though no one is in pursuit of them. For they know their sin, and they know if they are caught, what will happen. They will be jailed for a time. But in the case of sinners who criminally opposed Yahweh and you, they will be jailed in hell for eternity with no thought of parole. Amen and amen. However, the righteous, those who are right with God and without sin through repentance, are bold, trusting in their secure place in God's kingdom, having confidence in Yahweh's love for them. Amen. A lion is bold because a lion has no natural predators, so the lion does not hide. No. He lays right out in the open, for everyone can see him. Jesus is the Lion of Judah, so the saint, therefore, can be lion-like in the assurance of his or her salvation in Christ. Hallelujah, amen. Let's be lion-like tonight in the assurance of our salvation. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 3:14.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith God, are you watching as my word commands you to watch? Are you seeing as my word commands you to see? Are your eyes open? Are your ears open? Are you listening, and are you seeing the signs that are upon the earth that tell you that my son will soon return? Oh, time passes quickly now, says God, for the end has been written from the beginning, and I will be there when I have said I will be there. And that time is very soon, saith God.
My, I hope you heeded that prophetic word from Yahweh, from God Almighty, the great I am. Amen. Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. Is there any other? that isn't perverted? My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Watchman comment. Here we find a Bible description of different ways Yahweh's word applies to those that believe, as opposed that believe not. Tongues are used as an example to show us, my friends, who in true truth believes and who is without truth, believing not, and how it affects both. The tongue is a member of the body, an organ of speech that can be used in belief or unbelief. When used naturally, the tongue has the power to destroy. But when used spiritually, the tongue is not normally to be used in tearing down, but in building up. Though sometimes God sends a prophet to tear down a false king. Amen. But that is a true truth prophet and not the kind of prophet that most people think of today and sometimes of themselves when they're really not prophets. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Now that verse, my friends, is for true truth believers, and non-believers cannot enter into that promise. However, if you are a true believer and you do not yet have those giftings, the Bible says to wait on God for those giftings of the Holy Ghost, who awards them as He will. It does not necessarily mean you are not a believer. It just means you are young in the faith in that particular area of the gifting that you do not have. God's giftings are for everyone who mature in the Holy Ghost. Keep praying and desiring all of the Lord, Yahweh's, God Almighty's gifts, for He has them for you, and the Holy Spirit will one day, when you are matured and ready, the Lord God will answer your prayers. Answered prayers, my friends, are answered because they were prayed not in the flesh, but in Yahweh, the I Am's will. Not your will, but His will. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Brother Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, bless him, Lord. Meet his every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart to support your program, Lord. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. There's a lot of people listening tonight that have one foot in the fire and one foot in the water. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Part 3 of Part 4, The Coming Biological Warfare Attack in America. In the event of biological plague, such as the one in the movie Contagion, America would be ruled by martial law quickly. Every military and scientific effort would be used to stop the spread of infection. Entire cities would be barricaded by military troops. And you don't think that's possible? Let me tell you that this country is already under a dictatorship, and it wouldn't take much to put it under a military dictatorship. Continuing. If scientists believe that a city or town was terminally infected, that town or city would be burnt to the ground using the most powerful weapons available to contain the spread of disease and keep anyone infected from escaping. The military would confine people to special zones, camps, and cities. All free travel, either by car, foot, air, or boat, would stop. Watchman comment. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I'm sure you've seen one of those movies. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're one of the ones who do not have a TV in your home. But let me tell you, they're out there, and they are preparing this people, the peoples of the earth, to get ready for what's coming. And it's not Jesus Christ. It's their deception. It's their destruction. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? How can you prepare? Good question. In the natural, get some good vitamins. Eat right, building up your immune system. In the spiritual, serve God with all your heart. Pray and read your King James Bible daily. Mark 16:18. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now do you know why I say, get right and get ready? Continuing. Just when you thought the government couldn't ruin the First Amendment any further, the House of Representatives has approved a bill that outlaws protest in instances where some government officials are nearby, whether or not you even know they're nearby. The wording in the bill, however, extends to allow the government to go after much more than tourists that traverse the wrought iron White House fence. Under the act, the government is also given the power to bring charges against Americans engaged in political protest anywhere in the country. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice warnings of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? Are so-called free Americans now living under a communist dictatorship? Sure looks like it. Continuing. Mosques spread across America despite hostility since September 11th. The number of American mosques has increased dramatically in the last decade, which is 10 years, despite protests aimed at Muslim houses of worship in the wake of September 11 terrorist attacks, according to a new study. Researchers conducting the national count found a total of 2,106 Islamic centers compared to 1,209 in 2000, 962 in 1984. My. Watchman comment. Do you believe my warnings now? There you have it. Islam is increasing in America. That's how they do it. That's how they take over a country. My. Continuing. California bill would let non-doctors do some abortions to extend access to abortions. A California state lawmaker is proposing to allow nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, and nurse midwives to perform routine abortions in the first trimester of pregnancy as a way of expanding access to the procedure across California. Watchman comment, and the killing of young human babies goes on. God's not happy. Continuing. Russia begins open and active rearmament. It is someday going to be obvious to ordinary Americans that Russia is the old new enemy as she becomes more and more aggressive in dealing with Europe. But the government won't warn Americans or even speak ill of Russia until Russia's hostile intentions and rearmament are too far advanced to counter. Russians are beginning in earnest to divest themselves of the fallen Soviet reputation. Continuing. Hillary Clinton admits U.S. and Al-Qaeda on the same side in Syria. USA Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has admitted that Al-Qaeda and other groups on the State Department's terror list are on the same side as the United States in Syria and that they are aiding opposition rebels. Clinton's admission that Al-Qaeda is supporting the armed insurrection in Syria dovetails with the reports that they are the same Al-Qaeda terrorists who helped to overthrow Colonel Gaddafi in Libya. Watchman comment, oh my, how many times has the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, warned the U.S. is backing its own enemies? Now they back those who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11. My, oh my. Continuing. Mutation via vaccination. A new generation of vaccines has been developed, which uses viral carriers to insert DNA into cells and permanently change individuals who receive them, as well as all subsequent generations forever. Dr. Sarah Stone has raised awareness to a new type of vaccine, which is soon to be normalized, which can permanently modify an individual's genetics with immediate results. Many that are hearing will know that viruses replicate by inserting their genetic code into cells, which commands those cells to produce more viruses. That's how you get sick. New genetic technology has been developed, which uses this characteristic of the viruses to insert DNA into living cells to modify what they become while only instructing the cells to produce a few viruses to infect other cells and not overwork the cell to the point of killing itself. This allows a modified cell to replicate into something other than it was originally intended to be. Could it make a scenario such as the fly a reality? Watchman comment, probably not. Or maybe it could, I don't know, but even worse, it is going to cause havoc among the world's populations. It is 666, the end times, don't you know? Continuing. There were no banks created in the United States in 2011, making it the first year in decades that America has gone without the establishment of a single startup lender. Watchman comment, and you believe the U.S. Obama government lies, that the mainstream media perpetuates, that the economy is getting better, that unemployment is down, that the moon is made of green cheese? My, oh my. Continuing. United Kingdom. There has been a perceived bias against Christians in the media. Now the BBC has proven it. The BBC's Mark Thompson says the company would never mock Mohammed like it mocks Jesus, saying Christians are fair game because Christianity has broad shoulders and fewer ties to ethnicity. My, oh my. Continuing. Just 10 scripts. Apostate UK churches adopt new 10 commandments. Hundreds of churches across the UK are now preaching an updated version of the 10 commandments, rewritten to reflect modern values. The original "Thou shalt not steal" has become "Prosper with a clear conscience," and the lengthy "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain" becomes "Take God seriously." My, oh my, changing scripture, continuing. The 10th commandment, for example, has altered the biblical "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house," "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's," to just "Find contentment." Oh, what blasphemy. Continuing. "Thou shalt not commit adultery" has been edited to "A fair proof your relationship," and "Honor thy father and thy mother" has been altered to "Keep the peace with your parents." Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Watchman comment, although I've been doing that. Another perverted translation, don't you know? Did they read this third to the last Bible verse in the real, true King James Version Bible? Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. "And if any man shall take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Enough said. Get right and get ready, you churches in the UK, America, anywhere in the world. You better get ready, and you better get right. You're preaching a false gospel. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love offering. Sending cash is the easiest way if you want to send a small offering. But it helps. Believe me, it does. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. Of course he is. He's God. He's Yahweh. He's Jehovah. He's Yeshua. My, my, my. He's the Almighty One. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Please write signs spelled SIGNSPO, Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviated just NY, zip code in the USA, 13797. That address repeats in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in today's totally, almost totally anyway, unfree world. For many, it's totally. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Get you a King James Version, folks. The others are perverted. I'm telling you the truth. They've changed Holy Scripture in these new translations, especially the ones being published today. They're not right. They've changed the Word of God. Get you a King James Version. It's not so hard to understand the Old English. If you have that thought in your head that you can't understand it, the enemy of God has put it there, Satan. Get you one, pray about it, and you'll know your Bible better and more thoroughly than you ever did before. And they're cheaper. How about that? Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from the Egypt? And now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? Watchman comment. My. I have not heard those words in a long time. Have I not sent thee? Oh, my friends, I long to hear those words again, as I did when Yahweh's audible voice called me to his service as his watchman. Biblical Hebrew uses a grammatical form called shemut, if I pronounce that right. This form joins two words together to form a single word form. We have this in English. For example, a door and a knob are two nouns, which are used to form the word doorknob, a compound noun. This form of joining nouns in Hebrew is found in Judges 6:12. The expression, angel of the Lord, is rendered angel Yahweh. YHVH, or actually in Hebrew, I'm not sure this is right, but this is what I've read, Yud He Vev He. In modern English, Angel Yehovah. Then suddenly the narrative changes from Angel Yehovah to simply Yehovah. If you find yourself asking, Where are you, Lord? You might want to prepare yourself to be the answer to the problem, because he might just show up and give you an impossible commission, then equip you with a strategy for victory. Hallelujah, amen. Even you, alone with the Lord, are an army that no enemy wants to face, especially Satan. And that's the true truth, amen. So get with the Lord, hallelujah, amen, and get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. And by the way, I believe YHWH is found in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Hebrew YHWH, meaning Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Spelled in Hebrew YHWH. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox. And by the way, Pastor Fox will be officiating at the wedding between Sister Sharon and myself in my church on April 21st. Please pray for us, won't you? If you'd like to send a card, send it right to Post Office Box 122.
As sinners, we're unfit for heaven. The wages of sin is death. That's scriptural. But the gift of God is eternal life, salvation through Jesus Christ. Right there, right now where you're at. Just repent of your sin, your sinful life. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Ask God to give you eternal life. And it comes through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. God will give you a new purpose and a meaning in life.
Thank you, Pastor Fox. I sure appreciated what you had to say. And I pray that all our friends listening all over the world heard you and will heed what you said. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends, for when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a brand new, fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840. That frequency does not change. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4840, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And as I said, it does not change in the summer. It's a year-round frequency. Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time for another fresh Signs, Prophecy, News, Behind the News program. For more daily news in text form like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. And if you don't have a computer, most libraries have them. You can use them free, and the librarians will help you. Just write down the address of the website, signsradio.com, all one word, signsradio.com. And when you get there, look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitor's News with Views link to go to my other website. There is so much posted there on that site weekdays that there's no time for me to get it all on tonight's program. What wasn't on tonight's program can be found there. And there are pictures you cannot see on the radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? I can think of a couple.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Johnson in Arizona. You're coming in loud and clear. This is Saturday night. I was hoping this number would also get you where I could talk to you. So have a nice day. The Lord bless you. And if things get a little better out here, I'll try to send you something. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I thank you for giving me that call from Arizona. I sure do appreciate it. I'm sorry, brother, but if I answered this phone, I would never get anything done. I'm so sorry, but I am so busy all the time, it's hard for me to call people. But I thank you anyway. And if the Lord provides and touches your heart and gives you the means, then by all means, send Signs Radio an offering. Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, Northwestern Ohio, 40 years old. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Breaking up a little there, but we heard you all right. God bless you, Maranatha. Thanks for the call.
This is Tom, listening from Chillicothe, Ohio. Appreciate your broadcast. Keep up the good work. Coming in 5x5 on this end.
Thank you, brother, for calling and letting me know that. I appreciate that call. Maranatha, some anonymous letters I've received. Brother, here is $10 donation for your anointed work for the Lord. Praise Yahweh, God Almighty. Anonymous, New York. God bless you, brother. No name, Virginia, with a very nice offering. Maranatha, Brother Johnson, a little something for you. And I love your programs. They're great. Anonymous, New York. Brother Johnson, your Wednesday shortwave program is a blessing to me. Your brother in Christ, Ed from Western PA. Brother Johnson, this may be a one-time gift. I am retired and help other ministries. Thank you, Robert. Well, I understand that, my brother. But for those of you listening, this is a ministry that's not supported by very many people, and it's quite expensive, so please pray about it. And another, hi, Brother Johnson. Enclosed is the check I told you about. I trust it will arrive at your destination. God has great power. Reception on both programs is excellent, and I pray that will continue. Brother Thomas, Alabama. Dear Brother Johnson, enclosed, please find a money order for a small, modest donation for the work that you do. I only wish I could afford to send more. I tried to listen to your show on shortwave radio each Wednesday and Saturday nights whenever I can. May the good Lord Jesus Christ stand beside you and guide you in your endeavoring to tell the truth and inform all your listeners. God bless you. Love, Kenny from West Virginia. Well, God bless you all. I sure appreciated those offerings. It's helping keeping Signs on the air. Maranatha. Here's the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. If you get a busy signal, please keep hitting your redial or call back until you get through. For those that get on first, try to keep your messages under 30 seconds. If you have something long to tell me, wait an hour or another day and call that same number. It is a recorder, don't you know? I only have one line. Just tell me your state and how well you hear the program. Thanks, my friends. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Thanks, my friends. God bless you. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, a watchman shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.